So when we left off, we were talking about different forms of NTR, non-traditional revenue. And the idea that the difference, one of the differences between non-traditional and traditional revenue is that traditional revenue is what we think of as commercials. We've already talked about the idea that a promotion is getting something for free, and a commercial basically asks you to buy something. Every single commercial on the planet does that. They try to make their product look as attractive as possible, or create the impression that you really need it, maybe even when you really don't. But, you know, all I know is I want one and I'm going to go buy it. That's the goal of a commercial, when you really break it down. They want you to part with some hard-earned cash. So, the question becomes, what really is the difference between a promotion and a commercial? Well, obviously, the difference is I don't have to lay out any cash to take part in a promotion. Like we talked about, free concert tickets, free t-shirts, maybe I won some money, or you know, or a trip to Hooters, whatever. I didn't have to pay for it, is the point. There was no outlay of cash. Well, from time to time, as you may know, celebrities need to promote themselves, and so they will take part in a promotion. Here is one such case. I'm going to apologize in advance because I have managed to take a terrible picture of Beyonce. Which really isn't possible.
She's not all that
usually.
I tell her you said that when she calls. All right. You need a couple extras that are on the other side? All right, they're coming around pretty soon, I think. If there are any extras, please shoot them off to the to that side of the room if you want. Or not. Okay. They're coming.
Okay. I bring Beyonce to Korea.
Bring Beyonce home.
That's right.
Yeah, how can I win this
prize? We'll get there.
You keep me alive each day.
It is a little outdated.
Oh, yeah.
Want to send them over to that side of the room if there are any left? Thank you. Okay. So here's an example of. In this case, it's an in-store promotion. But let's take a look at what the ad shows us. Let's take a look at what you actually see with the thing that's in your hand. Thank you very much. Everybody get one? We all good? Okay. Let's take a look at what you actually see. What's the first thing you notice?
Bring Beyonce home.
Bring Beyonce home. It's right up there at the top. So naturally, that's kind of the first place your eye goes, right? Makes sense. What else? The Pepsi's right there. She's holding the Pepsi. Again, on purpose, no doubt. What else?
Her waist.
You notice her, yes? Her waist is right there.
True. No, it's under teeth.
Getting free.
Free.
Ah, there it is. There's that word again.
Free.
Free. Get a free limited edition CD interactive Beyonce, interactive CD ROM with Beyonce stuff on it. But is it really free?
No, you have to buy the Pepsi.
Ah! So, not so much. Free, but you gotta buy two 12 packs and,
go to Kmart.
Well spotted, you have to do it at Kmart.
Right. Those okay? Are convenient.
So, not only is this not free, but there's a ton of conditions attached to this. Now, this is designed to look like a promotion because, hey, it's free. Free, I love free stuff. Awesome. Except, not really. Now, it helps that this was an in-store ad at Kmart, so you're already there, so, you know, the battle's half done. But, free is not really free, and even though this looks like a promotion because it's free stuff, it's not really a promotion because you have to buy something to get the thing, so really what it is it's a sale. Buy Pepsi and we'll give you this thing in exchange. That's a direct exchange, that's not a promotion. Okay, so this is designed to look like a promotion, but it's not. It's a commercial. This is a commercial for many things, right? This is a pretty well-crafted message because there's a lot going on just in this one page. What kinds of things are being advertised in this particular case?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Song.
Beyonce,
the new CD at the time that this was out. It was a brand new CD, absolutely. What else? CD-ROM is, I suppose, in a way, because it's targeted toward Beyonce fans. If you like Beyonce, you'll go the extra mile to get this extra stuff.
Kmart,
right? Kmart's a sponsor in this case. They paid for part of this. So you see that just this one ad contains a whole bunch of different sponsors, a whole bunch of different things that are being advertised. And again, understand the distinction. This is an advertisement because they want you to buy something. If they were literally just handing out free Beyonce CDs, if all you had to do was like take this little coupon and mail it in, then yeah, okay, 40 cents for a stamp. But that would count as a promotion because you don't have to part with any extra cash to get the thing, right? But it doesn't because it's got that little, you know, you got to buy the 212 packs. So that's the key. Make sure you understand that distinction, because one of the things that you're going to need to do for your homework this coming week is you're going to need to identify a promotion. Now, the key is to make sure that it's a promotion and not a sale. And that's why I showed you this ad, because it's sometimes deceptive. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the two. This, when we first looked at it, looked like a promotion, but when you examine it a little closer, it's not.
It's a sale.
It's a sale, absolutely, because the bottom line is, in order to get the thing, you have to pay X. You have to pay for some other stuff. So it's like a big chain, right? If I want the CD-ROM, I got to buy the Pepsi, and I got to do it at Kmart. So all those things taken together means that the CD-ROM isn't really free, because you had to pay for it, essentially. Now, you paid for it by buying Pepsi, which you might have done anyway. And honestly, that's what the Pepsi folks are counting on. This was a good deal for Pepsi at the time, because Beyonce, obviously, one of the hottest acts on the planet. So, you know, they're counting on the fact that, hey, people who like Beyonce are going to shop at Kmart, because a lot of people do. Some of those people are bound to be Beyonce fans. We'll cut this deal with Beyonce and with Kmart so that if you're in Kmart and you are a Beyonce fan, we'll put this thing in your face and you'll go, oh, hey, listen, I was going to drink Pepsi anyway. I might as well buy this now.
Right?
But really what they've done is they've modified your behavior. They've gotten you to do something that maybe you were going to do anyway, but maybe not. Maybe this was the difference. Maybe this got you to buy Pepsi that day instead of Coke, or instead of Faygo, or instead of whatever. Right? And this is an example of a promotion, or of an advertising, rather, that has a promotional content to it. But at the end of the day, because of the extra money that's required, it still counts as a sale. Right? And there's sometimes it's hard to tell those two apart. I want to focus for a minute on, we've talked about what the definition of a promotion is, we've talked about what the goals of promotions are. I want to talk about the different forms that promotions can take. And are we all good with the definition? Can I erase this for a moment? All promotions, no matter what form they take, have really two options or two components associated with them. All promotions are either one, on air, or off site, or sometimes a combination of the two. Now, almost every promotion that you hear has an on-air component. I've never heard of a promotional campaign that didn't have an on-air component. It's almost impossible to have an off-site promotion without having an on-air component to it. Off-site, by the way, for those of you who don't know what that term is, off-site just means it's something that happens away from the station. So, for example, if there's a Wings game coming up, and my station wants to get a bunch of people together and we want to have a good time, so we go down to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Red Wings play, that's an off-site promotion, right? Because it happens away from the station. But you better believe that in order to promote that off-site event, I'm going to talk about it on the air, right? Otherwise, how are we going to know? But you've got to get the word out. And that, again, is the bottom line. That's what promotion is all about, is spreading the word. And there's a bunch of different ways to do that. Now, Not every promotion is going to be an off-site promotion. There are a bunch of promotions that are simply on-air things. And most of the, for example, the concert ticket giveaways that you guys are most familiar with, those are all almost exclusively on-air. Some of them may involve, you know, be caller number six and you're qualified to win the prize, and then you got to go down to the other thing. But most times, I got tickets to give away, or I got a CD to give away, or I got movie tickets, or I got, you know, 20 bucks for lunch, or 10% off, or whatever it is. Just be caller number five. Caller number five, boom, done. And so the only form that that promotion takes is on the air. And that's most of what you'll hear. Like I say, we do those because they're easy, and because they're almost impossible to screw up. Now, some people might say, well, that's boring, man. Every promotion's like that. True, but, and we'll talk about this a little bit next week, the more complex you make something, the odds are something will go wrong. And since we don't want something to go wrong, we try to keep it as simple as possible. And you really can't get much more simple than be caller number nine, right? So not every promotion you become aware of is going to have an off-site component, but some of them will. For example, I don't know how long they've been running it, but Fox 2 has been running that Get a Free Fox 2 coffee mug since the beginning of time. I think since Channel 2 became a Fox affiliate, which was now, you know, 20 years ago. But they've been running that thing forever. And all you got to do is just send it an email, and maybe you'll win a free coffee mug. Simple as that. And that's an on-air promotion. It happens only on the air. You know, they don't have off-site mug giveaways or anything like that. Okay? Now, on-air and off-site promotions, like I say, the two often work together. If you have an off-site, there will be an on-air component. And I wanted to play some examples from a few years ago, back when Doug FM was one of the new kids in town. So let's take a listen to what's going on Doug FM and see if you can identify, first off, is it an on-air or an off-site? Second, are there any sponsors involved? And also see if anything else besides the radio station, in this case it is a radio station, is being promoted in addition to the event itself. Let's see what's going on Doug FM.
The wait is over. We finally get a concert with our name in the title. MGM Grand Detroit and Diet Pepsi present 93.1 Doug FM Doug Fest 2007. July 25th at Freedom Hill Amphitheater. Starring Doug FM artists ZZ Top, The Stray Cats, and The Pretenders. Tickets are on sale Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations for Doug Fest 2007. ZZ Top, Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats, Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Not a bad first year lineup, huh? Doug Fest 2007, July 25th at Freedom Hill. Presented by MGM Grand Detroit, Diet Pepsi, and the station playing everything. 93.1 Doug FM.
All right, so 60 seconds of pure gold from our friends at Doug FM. What's being promoted there? What do you think?
Their first concert.
Right, first big concert, Doug Fest. That's what this is all about. But just like with the Beyonce handout, there's more going on here than just Doug Fest. So if you were listening, who's a sponsor?
MGM
and Diet Pepsi, absolutely, right? And there's a reason for that. The reason they were mentioned as often as they were is because they paid a little extra. They probably kicked some into Doug FM to help make this thing happen. Maybe they covered some of the rental fee, or they covered the fee to bring the acts to town in the first place. So in exchange for that, you better believe we're going to talk about them a lot. And when you go to the concert, their banners are going to be everywhere. Right? Plus, we're probably going to have some Diet Pepsi to give away, things like that. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there were some casino vouchers going on. What else is being promoted? What do you think?
The artists that are performing.
The artists that are performing, yeah. It's kind of indirect. It's a little more subtle because these guys are on Doug FM already. Because Doug pays everything, as they will often tell you. Not really, but still. Yeah, the artists are absolutely being promoted. In fact, that's why we're using their music. We already play their stuff. Their stuff hopefully is interesting and fun. Plus, they're coming to town. This is your chance to go see them. And we just want to let you know about it. What else is being promoted? Anything?
The venue,
Freedom Hill, absolutely. Again, kind of toward the end, but it is there. They do mention them specifically. We have to, because we have to tell people where to go. What else?
The station.
And the station, right. Every promotion, every station promotion, at some point, the station promotes itself. You have to. That's part of the game. You know, if you're not promoting yourself, what are you doing? The reason you do promotions is not only... Am I missing something, guys?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I was asking some of the questions about it. I'm sorry.
All right, no big deal. That's okay. I just want to make sure I'm not missing something. So the reason why radio stations do promotions is because they want to keep their profile up. Because if you don't let people know you're out there and you're still doing what you're doing, there's a chance that people will forget, right? Like WJR has been in town for, what, 80 years at this point? They're still around, but they still have to keep the word out. You can't rely on, I'm here, I've always been here, right? I will therefore always be here? Don't think so. It doesn't quite work that way. We'd love it if it did, but it doesn't work that way. So even if you're an established station, an established brand, you still have to keep the word up and out about what you're doing and what's going on. Let's listen to another example of a promotion from Doug FM and see what else they got going on.
Who needs an editorial page?
Oh, Doug, you just keep giving it to me day after day, the best music all the time. God, I love you.
Words of wisdom are always welcome at 313-298-9393. We play everything. 93.1 Doug FM.
Okay, got a little cut off, but quick little 30-second spot. What's being promoted there?
Sex.
All right. That's the angle that's being... you're right. It's implied there that the caller is excited about something other than the music up in the station. That's absolutely true. Now, they don't come out and say that, but it's used through tone of voice and expression that, yes, something clearly other than I really love this song is going on. Right. Very true. That's not actively being promoted. We're using that to get your attention. But what's actually being promoted in the spot?
The station.
The station, but what about the station specifically? What do you think?
The music that they play and the time that Doug FM is on the station.
Okay, well, Doug FM is on all the time, but there's something actually, there's a reason why the phone call is being played. Let me see.
Because they can promote the phone line.
Right, exactly. They want you to call and give your opinion. They want you to interact with the station. That's what that promotion's all about. Now, in this case, there's no other event going on, right? There's no concert, there's no giveaway. This is just something fun you can do, and if your call is interesting, we'll put it on the air. We do that all the time, right? And so that's really, I don't want to say that's all that's going on here, but this is a fairly simple promotion. It's not fancy. It's not about an extra activity or anything. Well, it is an extra activity, but it's not about... anything really complicated like concert, but it is something you can do to interact with the station, right? That, by the way, also is an example of an institutional promo, meaning it's never gonna go out of circulation. We can use it for as long as the station format stays the same, for as long as we have that feature and don't change our call letters and don't change our format, we can probably use that spot. So from now until the end of time, we can run that. That's what we call an institutional promo. Because it means it's never going to change, at least as far as we know. Now, one more example I want to play for you. And then we'll talk about the homework for this week.
What do you want to hear with your lunch?
Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin.
The Vegetables. People.
George Michael, I Want Your Sex.
Back in Black from HCDC.
Doug's drive-through lunch is open every day at noon. Email your request at DougFM.com, and you could be eating your peanut butter and jelly with
Keith Trick,
George Sorrowgood,
Grand Funk Railroad,
Johnny Irish,
Boghead.
Just for having your request played, we'll set you up with a prize.
This week, you'll win a gift certificate to Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Doug's drive-through lunch, brought to you by Saab. Born from Jets, from the station bringing you good food with good music. Isn't life good? We play everything. 93.1 Doug FM.
Okay. So now, again, a little different than the other two. What's being promoted here? What do you think? Okay. Call in, make a request, but there's something else going on. What is it?
Afternoon drive.
What else?
Chipotle,
but what about Chipotle?
Is it, they say if your song
if
gets
they
played,
play your
request gets played, you can get Chipotle, whatever, free.
Yes, free lunch?
Free lunch.
Right. This is a version of, it's sort of an inverted version of Be Caller Number 9. Instead of call when we want, it's you make a call and we'll pick the winner. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's kind of like Be Caller Number 9, but flipped upside down. But it's one of the easiest contests in the world. And again, in exchange for giving away $20 gift certificates for lunch for maybe 2 weeks, Chipotle gets, hopefully because people are talking about it, enough business to justify that expense, which, even though it's 20 bucks worth of food, don't kid yourself, they're not losing 20 bucks on that deal.
Yeah.
You know, the margin's decent. So again, for in exchange for giving away gift certificates for free lunch, they're hoping to drum up some new business. Because what's one of the things that happens when you win something for free, or when you win from a radio station, or you win from another business? What happens?
You tell everybody about it.
You tell everybody, right? I won this thing. Check me out, right? It's a natural impulse. I won. And then what happens? They try to win, or you call and you try to win again. We hear those stories all the time of the person who won the lottery, and what do? Play the lottery every day for the rest of their life, even if they never hit, because lightning might strike twice, right? Again, natural impulse. And that's what they count on. Believe me when I tell you, I've seen it happen. You give somebody tickets to a show that they enjoy, they will listen to your station for the rest of their life. Why? Because you gave them something that was worth their time. And if you can figure out a way to do that consistently, that's how you get happy listeners. And that's really what we want. So, with all these examples in mind, let's talk about what's going to happen for next week. All right, so hopefully everybody has one or will soon. Coming around now are your directions for your first homework assignment. This is due next week at the beginning of class. Please have it printed out before you get here. Your assignment's actually pretty simple. Do something you do already. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to watch TV and also listen to the radio. If you don't do either of those things or both of them, you should probably really think about it, because it's going to be necessary for what you're learning to do. So listen to radio and watch TV. You're going to have to do both. Listen for a promotion. And then make sure you, by the way, you want to make sure that for both radio and TV, that what you listen to or what you catch wind of is a promotion and not a normal commercial. By that I mean, for example, hearing a commercial for Mr. Allen's is not a promotion for Mr. Allen's. It's a commercial because they want you to go down there and buy 29 or 2 for 50. Anyway, again, remember the key difference between a promotion and a commercial. If they want you to part with cash, it's a commercial. If they're giving away something for free, it might be a promotion. You might have to double check to make sure. So do this once for radio and again for TV, and then answer these questions about what you find. Please do write in 12-point font, double-spaced, but write like a normal person. Do not write in broadcast style. Not yet. Not for this class. What's up?
Like when a radio station does, like, be the $95 with $95? Is that a promotion?
Absolutely, okay. Because all you have to do is pick up the phone. So you don't have to pay anything to get that $95. You just have to be the 95th caller. Well, or maybe. Well, yes, theoretically, you do have to pay the bill to get the phone to work. But that's in this case an ancillary expense. What do you think?
Just to clarify, we have to write just one or two.
No, there are two. This is one for radio, one for TV. Let's talk about the questions that are here. First and foremost, identify where you heard or saw the promotion. Include the time of day, the station you were listening to or watching. If possible, it's frequency and call letters. TV stations, it's okay to say, I was watching Fox 2. You don't need to look up that Channel 2 is WJBK, but it'd be nice if you knew that. So identify the time of day, the station, the call letters, and in the case of a radio station, the target demographic. The reason I say that is because TV stations have much broader demographics. If I'm Fox 2, if I'm Channel 4, if I'm Channel 7, I want to reach as many people as I possibly can. I don't care how old you are, I don't care what population you are from, I want everybody, at least for a little while, to watch some of my programming. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. Now, radio stations work differently. We go after a very narrow slice of the population. I want males between 18 and 35. All right? Sorry, everybody else, you're out of luck. Or I want females 25 to 54. Sorry, everybody, I don't care about the rest of you. I mean, I do, it'd be nice if you listened, but you're not the people I'm going after specifically. Some of the radio stations, in fact, all the radio stations that you'll listen to are going after a specific demographic. Some of those choices are obvious, some not so much. See if you can identify what that demographic is. Number two, what kind of a promotion is it? Is it on air, or is it off-site, or is it a combination of the two? Number three, where is the promotion? If it's happening somewhere other than the station, where is it happening? Is it happening at the zoo? Is it happening down at Hart Plaza? You know, what's going on? And the second part of that question, how do people get involved with it no matter what it is? If it's something that has to do with the website, then obviously it involves logging onto the website or signing up for an email list, something like that. But figure out how people get involved. Number four, if it's a contest, what are the prizes? Now, the last few times I've given out this assignment, I've had people say, it's not a contest, but the prize is X. If there's a prize, it's a contest. Can't make it simpler than that. Don't know what to tell you. So if they're giving something away, even if it's not a very hard contest, it's still a contest. Number five, who are the sponsors? There may not be any. But if there are sponsors, see if you can identify who they are. Number six, what's being promoted besides the sponsors and the station? Just like we heard with the Doug Fest spot, there were a bunch of other things that were being promoted. So if there are any of those, see if you can identify them. And number seven, this one's going to take a little bit of thought. In your opinion, is this an effective promotion as a listener or viewer? For this, please explain your answer. Don't just say yes. Tell me why you think it works, or, more importantly, why you think it didn't. If you think it's a dumb promotion, tell me why. If you think it's a good promotion, tell me why. Okay? Now, if you hear something or see something on TV or on the radio and you don't catch all of it, either stick around, they'll probably run it again, or what I would suggest is go to the station's website. Every single station, at least in this market, every single station has a website that fully supports their on-air content and backs up whatever's on the air. If it's on the air, it's going to be on the website. Plus, there are some things that are only on the website. So you may see a promotion that is on the website that isn't on air. So it may give you more opportunities to look at stuff. But do a little bit of research if you can't answer all of these questions. Check the website, see if you can get any more information from there. And here's the thought, call the radio station. Let them know who you are, let them know you're going to school at Specs. Odds are a Specs grad's gonna answer the phone. And just tell them, hey, I'm doing a little bit of research, I didn't catch all of promotion X. What can you tell me about it? And you never know, you may end up talking to that person again. A couple things, go ahead.
Is an autograph considered a prize?
Absolutely. Autograph photo, sure, or autograph something.
What if you have to bring your own merchandise?
Maybe. I would say yes.
Well, like if someone's going to be somewhere.
As long as you don't have to pay to get in, absolutely.
Okay.
If you have to pay to get in, then it's a commercial. Right. Did you have a question or? No, okay, all right. So let me just to wrap up really quickly. Again, check and see if you can't get all the information. Do a little bit of research, check the website, give them a call. Have somebody proofread your work, check for spelling and errors because those do count. And again, do not write in broadcast style. My suggestion is this. It's going to be easier to find promotions in the radio end of things than it will be on TV. TV promotions tend to run around the news. So watch the news. Either at 5 or at 6 or at 11 or 10, depending on when the news is on. But if they're going to run a promotion around TV, it's probably going to happen around the news. So be aware of that. Stand by. We're not quite done. What's up? Yes, again, this is essentially, stand by, you're going to miss it, thank you. Again, this is a promotion, this is an assignment in two parts. You answer one set of questions for TV, one set of questions for radio. So yes, you do have to do this twice. Thank you, good question.
Wait, so we have to do one before each?
Yes.
Oh.
That's three times. No, one of each. That's okay.
One of each?
Yes,
oh
one of each. One for radio, one for TV. Answer each question twice. Once for radio and once for TV. Find a radio promotion, answer these questions. Find a TV promotion, answer these questions. Find one that does. All right, thank you very much, folks. Have a good week.